As you know, these readings, the plan of them, particularly Monday, Wednesday, Friday, when we get into Lent, are very old. They reflect an understanding of the church. We're no longer going to be doing, you know, like Sirach 1, Sirach 2, Sirach 3. Now we have texts chosen every day to help us get ready for the Holy Feast of Easter. And they're going to be about three things. One, about how we should live to recover our Christian life. And when we repent, we're just trying to get back on track. You see? And then there is teaching about the death and resurrection of Jesus, trying to imprint that on our spirit so that it's real to us. We're so used to the words, the images, that we can go through the motions without having the death and resurrection of Jesus real, alive in us. I can remember, gosh, I don't even know what year this was. Must be now 30 years, 25 years ago. I was sitting on the beach. It was the year we went to, whatever that place is, down there in North Carolina. And I might have been praying, but I don't remember. I was, and all of a sudden, God the Father said to me, I want you to ask yourself, what happened when that man died? And that set me off on a pilgrimage. I read the Passion narratives. I read all the, every day, trying to answer that question. What happened when that man died? It's beyond concept. The human race was freed from sin. And when he rose, given new life, the whole race. Those of us who are called to know, to be baptized, to be brought up Catholics, we have no idea what happened when that man died. See, that's the meaning of these texts we have, as you'll see. The second is how we should live as Christians. Both these texts today are certainly about that, right? Moses here in Deuteronomy. Look, I've set before you life and death. Take your choice. You can't have both. Now, if you want life, obey the Lord. Every day. And if you get to be heroic in your obedience, you're going to bring thousands with you to eternal life. That's what it means to be baptized. And so the second theme of Lent is how do we live in obedience to what we've been given. The Germans, as usual, have a great, the indicatif and the imperatif. Who are you? And then, how do you live? First tell you who you are, and then tell you how you should act. Because you're like that. You've been redeemed by Christ. His Holy Spirit lives in you. And so there's a whole series of texts, like today, that are, how are we supposed to regain our Christian life? You know, we're nice. We putz around on the edges. We'd rather be Christian than non-Christian. But you know, my friends, the 20th century saw more martyrs than the first 19 centuries put together. And we all have a foreboding that something's going to happen. These texts that the church gives us are meant to get us out of sin, doldrums, laziness, darkness, complacency, and get to be Christians. That's what they're for. It isn't just another ceremony before we go to work. Especially now, the Word of God. And the third is a glimpse into the very depth of the soul and heart of Jesus. We hear Him pray. We hear Him talk to the Father. And it opens up for us. He once told Anne, a woman over in Ireland, in the garden, when I saw what was coming to me, I was filled with revulsion. Revulsion. And I went through with it. And I still endure it in the mystery of this Eucharist. So these are the three lessons we have. The meaning of the cross and the resurrection. How we should be living. Not just Lent. You know, as St. Benedict says, the whole life of a Christian should be Lent. But since so few of us can be persuaded of that, at least let's do it for 40 days. Great moderate saint, you know. Others like Peter Damian would say something very different. And then, the glimpse into the heart of Jesus. This third one is what John Paul II, in that encyclical Novo Millennio in Eunte, the beginning of this third millennium, he's a mystic. And he sees that there is a new dimension of the Christian life being opened in the human race. Really. Really, something new and different is happening. And it is an identification with the interior sufferings of Jesus. We know them. We experience them. We suffer with Him. And that's the call. So, church doesn't waste any time. Thursday after Ash Wednesday, one day, right away, we have that. I put before you life and death, and I'm not kidding. And then, this is the career of the Son of Man. Suffer greatly, be rejected by the leaders of His people, be killed, and on the third day, be raised.